Good afternoon. My name is Liliana, and I am a proud Boys and Girls Club member, and I will be your MC today. Thanks to everyone who is here. We hope everyone is having a great time. Can we give a round of applause to our cheer team? We will now hear from Callie Sewell.
May we please bow our heads. Dear Heavenly Father, we are thankful for this day. You bless us with your goodness, love, and grace. We are thankful for every individual in this building who adds a variety of things to our lives. We are thankful for the food we are about to receive. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Let's get this party started. Please welcome John Miller and Will Bryan to the stage.
Is this place not absolutely incredible? I mean, this is incredible. First of all, I want to take a minute, I don't know where Ruth is, but just to thank her for the opportunity to get up here and speak about my dad, or our dad, my sister Amy, and my brother David are down here, and gives us an opportunity to speak just a little bit about him. My dad is Wally Bryan. Most of y'all knew Wally. He was mayor here for two terms. He helped start the YMCA, the Boys and Girls Club, obviously, and Challenge House. And it's an honor to be able to be up here today and talk about him. I'm not going to talk very long because I know we're kind of on a time crunch, but I want to start out by saying one thing because I know my dad would want me to do this and ask my dad's third son, Amy, to stand up because today is her 20-year wedding anniversary. You got to stand up. and he was super proud of her and stuff. So. You know, Ruth said, Will, she's like, I want you to come up here and talk about how your dad got involved with the Boys and Girls Club and what you recall about that. And I said, no problem. Then I went home and I don't remember having any recollection at all about that. And I think the reason for that is because he was always involved in things like this. He was always involved in something, and it just wasn't something that we talked a lot about. We did celebrate my son William's 6th or 7th birthday here in the gym. And which is super special. I think it's super cool that Tommy Wade's parents are being recognized here and that the gym is going to be named after them. It's just incredible. So what I've learned is what was a very sad time, which was the funeral of Mary Louise Goings, which was back in March of 2004. My dad was very good friends with Brenda Nickel, who at the time was married to Rick Goings, who was on the board of directors for the Boys and Girls Club of America. At the bereavement meal afterwards, my dad took the opportunity to meet some of the other people who were there with the Boys and Girls Club. And this was something that he always wanted to do. And I mean, literally, I think within a year, you all have this place. Is that right? Something like that. So that's kind of the backstory. I don't have a lot of time to talk about him, but I certainly appreciate it. And all of you all here who were involved in that process and really anything that my dad worked on behalf of our family, thank you.
Good afternoon. I'm John Miller. I worked for Boys and Girls Clubs of America for about 37 years, and it was my pleasure to assist in starting the club here. And Will's right, his dad was a force of nature. He had that meeting with our then CEO, Roxanne Spillett, and she called me and she said, you know, I don't even know if this place has the potential to have a Boys and Girls Club, but this guy was very insistent, so I'd like you to call him. And I don't know if you even know where this place is. It's called Hopkinsville, Kentucky. And I said, well, Roxanne, I do know where that place is because it's my hometown. And so I called Wally. I knew who Wally was. He said, come in. I came in for a two-hour meeting that became a six-hour meeting. Because every time I said, and you know, we should have some local people involved like the banker. Oh, I know them. Let's go see them. So we went from 2 hours to 6 hours, and Wally crashed everybody's day that day. He went to everybody and said, you have to get involved. We have to have a club. And it normally takes us about 18 to 24 months for a club. This club was up and running within about 12 months. And it was because of the efforts of Wally to bring in people like Ruth Lynch and Bill Mundy and Ellis Joyner, Marquita Wilkerson, and the list goes on and on. Nobody was left behind. Nobody was unasked for this. We celebrate 20 years because of the vision of Wally, but just as importantly, the commitment of everybody else to make this a place for all young people in this community. So thank you.
And now we will hear from our board chair, Cody Knofsinger.
Thank you, Liana. You did really good pronouncing that strong German name for the first time. I could tell in your face it was the first time you had seen it today. I hope everyone is doing well, and I want to welcome you and thank you for coming to celebrate the 20th anniversary of the Boys and Girls Club of Hopkinsville Christian County. It is a great day to be in this building and to celebrate all the work that has transpired over the 20 years here. Today we celebrate 20 years of building great futures, and on behalf of the club members, the staff, volunteers, and the board here at this organization, I can tell you that we have felt an overwhelming sense of gratitude in the months leading up to this celebration. Today we honor those who've walked alongside this club and have made this 20-year journey one of pride and lasting impact. I love that we started today's program reflecting on a conversation, an impromptu exchange that sparked a vision that would lead this community to this very moment. For great futures to be possible, it takes a special person to imagine what is possible. And in this case, we had two people. John Miller, I want to thank you for sharing your wisdom and guidance with this club over the years. And as a native Hopkinsvillian, spell check did not like that word at all, for also representing us well on a national stage. Thank you for coming for that six-hour-long meeting, and if that wouldn't happen, I wouldn't be standing here. Will and David, Amy, your father, he was my ninth-grade civics teacher. I will never forget the lessons he talked about campaigning through his mayoral. He had his shoes that were wore out the sole sitting in his classroom and would always talk about that. He was a dear friend to me, and over the years as I grew up, he always reached out to see how I was doing, invite me over to have lunch. Dan Kemp described him very well as a dreamer. And I think the only person from Hopkinsville that dreamed more than your father was Edgar Casey. The famous, I was proud of that one, I'm not going to lie, I came up with that one last night. The famous American writer and strategic thinker Joel Barker once said, "Vision without action is merely a dream. Action without vision just passes the time, but vision with action can change the world." You must first start with vision, but vision alone is simply not enough. It takes action. It takes people. People partnering through passion to realize a dream and enact everlasting positive impact on a community. I would like to take a few moments to thank the people and organizations who have made a vision more than a mere possibility. First, I would like to thank the sponsor of today's luncheon, Planners Bank. Kelly, it is evident that not only Planners' unwavering support to this club, but for this community, is woven into the fabric of the culture of your organization. And we are so lucky to have a valued corporate partner in Planners Bank, and I want to give my heartfelt thank you for making today's event possible. Next, I would like to thank our elected officials. All of those over the last 20 years who have supported this club. If you're an elected official or a former elected official who's in attendance, please stand. Quickly. All The moral and financial support given to this club in the city of Hopkinsville and the Christian County Fiscal Corps cannot be appreciated enough. This investment has had an exponential impact on the lives of the youth of this community, allowing us to continue the tradition of building great futures right here at 1600 Walnut Street, where the original Hopkinsville High School stood. Through private donations and various grant awards, we were blessed to be able to invest $1.1 million into this facility. The City Council and the Fiscal Court's continued unwavering support and faith in entrusting this club with public funds served as a seed to make this growth possible. This building would not look like it is today if it was not for the support of our local elected officials. And speaking of grants, we want to give a special thank you to our state legislature for in 2021 allocating a $1 million grant to this club as well as other Boys and Girls Clubs in the state to help with capital projects. This funding made it possible to expand our fleet of vans for transportation purposes, to acquire equipment for extended programming, and to build the Fab Lab, which is a star which shines bright on the horizon of the Boys and Girls Club of American landscape. I did not see Whitney Westerfield today, but you were instrumental in making this grant a reality, and to you and the rest of the current past and state legislative officials in attendance, thank you very much for your support. Over the last two decades, hundreds of individuals, donors, and corporate partners have given their time, talent, and treasure to support the mission of building great futures. I see you're there now, Whitney. Sorry, my apologies. There are simply too many to list them all. And if you look at our wall of honor, our donor board in the wall of honor up here, and our donor board in the lobby, you'll see some of those partners displayed. Partners such as Frudenberg, who funded our Family Impact Center, the United Way of the Penny Rile, who provides fundraising support, and Christian County Public Schools, who provides personnel for our tutoring program. These are only a few examples of organizations that have made contributions to improve the club for all attendees. I want to take a moment to honor Bill and Kate Monday, sitting right over here, for their long-standing generosity, and most specifically for a donation that led to the construction of the Bill and Kate Monday Healthy Lifestyles Center, which serves over 25,000 meals annually to our members. I would like to thank the Hopkinsville Rotary Club, and I see many of the members out here in the crowd today who also made a significant contribution to that project, but also to establishing the Rotary Opportunity Center for Kids right out those door walls. We want to thank the Cornell family who made a significant contribution to create the Cornell Teen Center. And last but not least, what about this gym? I mean, this is unbelievable. I'm in awe every time I come in here. Mr. Tommy Way, we want to express our immense gratitude for your support in the revitalization of this gym that's named in honor of your parents. This gym gives reverence to the traditions of these hallowed grounds and is a source of pride for every kid who steps on the floor. And as I stated before, there are hundreds of individuals who have supported this Boys and Girls Club. Those named are only a few, and whether you've given $1 or $100, this club stands tall because people who stood 10 toes in and supported the mission. We are supported by a strong parent organization. The Boys and Girls Club of America's CEO, Jim Clark, is in attendance today. Let's all give him a round of applause for making the trip. Alan Brostoff, our Director for Organization Development for the Midwest Region, as well as representatives from many of our Kentucky family clubs, are here to show their support as well. And if you are a part of the BGCA family, please take a moment to stand. Let's not be shy. There we go. We see everybody standing. This national organization is one of the stalwart nonprofits of our country, and your collaboration, resources, and guidance give the club consistency and strength. And we look forward to working with you to continue the BGCA mission. You are a group of special people, and we partner through passion. And speaking of special people, as I close out my open remarks, I want to honor Terrence Davis, our fearless, dedicated leader, as well as the current and former staff and board members of the Boys and Girls Club of Hopkinsville Christian County. If you're one of these individuals, please stand, and let's give them a round of applause and honor them. I stand in awe of the dedication and hard work exhibited by this group day in and day out. It takes a special person to devote their life to improving the lives of others. I admire you and cannot thank you enough for rolling up your sleeves to do the good work. Terrence, we are so blessed to have you. You were special in every way. We can't say it enough. I know you get tired of it, but I'm going to keep doing it for the next 2 years, so you're just going to have to get ready for it. You are a diamond. Shines in this community, and we just can't thank you enough for all the hard work and the dedication that you have. But last but certainly not least, I want to take a moment to honor the thousands of club kids who have walked through these doors over the last 20 years. This place, this club, this home is for you. You have filled these halls with laughter. You have shown up even in times of loss. And within these walls, you have celebrated your wins. You are the true heroes of this story, and your lives are a testament to this club's far-reaching impact. To the current members who are sitting around and our bleachers, you are the next in a long line of club kids who have grown to be leaders in this community who have represented Hopkinsville from afar. We encourage you to show up every day with the intention to better yourself, to discover creativity, to foster positivity, and to believe in possibility. Go forth and make us proud. I will leave with this last parting thought. Today is a celebration, but we must always take the time to remember where we came from, to express gratitude, and to commemorate success. But as we sit atop the summit, let's not forget to look out to the next mountaintop. The Boys and Girls Club of Hopkinsville Christian County began with a conversation that led to a vision. What conversations will you have today? What vision will you dream? I know one thing is for certain. For the next 20 years, we continue to partner through passion and put our youth first. There is no great future that cannot become a reality. Thank you for coming. Thank you for your support of the last 20 years. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Next, we will hear from our CEO, Terrence Day.
Can we give Ileana a round of applause, please? We were practicing for this, and this is one of the first times I've been up here. I didn't know the stage is a whole lot taller than our previous stage, and it's a little intimidating. So, with that being said, whatever it takes to build great futures, that is what the Boys and Girls Club of Hopkinsville does. I'm honored to work with a group of volunteers that does whatever it takes for this club. Our board is constantly thinking outside the box for innovative ways to make sure that our club achieves its mission. If you're a board member of this club, please stand up. I know Mike and Bill, and I know y'all don't want to stand up, Ms. Ruth. I want to say personally thank you for your belief in this organization, for your belief in me, every wild idea that I come up with that y'all follow for the most part. This club would not be here without y'all. Thank you. I also get to work with an amazing team of people every day. We Are Family is posted throughout this building because we want our kids to know that we have their back no matter what, and that implies the people that work here as well. One of our family members, Miss Amanda, is dealing with a medical issue with her mom. She can't be here today, and our amazing staff picked up the slack and knocked this out of the park. If you're a staff member of the Boys and Girls Club of Hopkinsville, can you please stand up? Can we give them a round of applause? I'm the face that y'all see every day when I'm in your offices or giving you tours or asking for your help, but there is no club without these 15 other people that work here and make this dream a reality. I greatly appreciate every single one of them. Whatever it takes to build great futures also takes volunteers giving their time and talent to fill in where is needed. This year we had several projects that we needed assistance with. Jim Wisby and his team from First United Methodist Church renovated our teen coffee counter, made the case for our Hopkinsville High display, and installed the new flooring in the lobby. Freudenberg held a day of service with their employees to set up the Fab Lab, and Newark Fellowship painted the gym in a morning. In a couple of hours, Rick? 3 hours. Hopkinsville Electric Systems held an HES day at the club where kids got to meet employees and see demonstrations of the work that HES does. There are countless others. Thank you for volunteering your time and talent for our kids. If you volunteered this year, we just want to say thank you. Most importantly, we could not do this without the monetary support of this community. Time after time, this community continues to amaze me with the support of the Boys and Girls Club. To everyone that has donated to this club this year, we say thank you. Every person at their space has a handwritten thank you note from a kid that comes to this Boys and Girls Club. We had one of our largest graduating classes in the history of the club this year, with 6 kids graduating high school. One of the 6 joined the military, and the other 5 will be starting college in a few weeks. Some of the kids have been with us since they are 5 or 6 years old. Our alumni know that they will always be club kids, and we are a phone call away if they ever need us. This year was a transformation for our club. We completed our lobby renovation, which increased the safety of our club members. We increased our average daily attendance by 20% from the 2024 school year. We averaged 125 kids this summer, and our goal is to average 140 kids every day this upcoming school year. The Fab Lab opened in August and allowed teens access to state-of-the-art technology and skills that they can use in the workforce. The Fab Lab also allowed us to start a business to teach kids about entrepreneurship. Our teens started a t-shirt business. Teens get paid for each t-shirt they print and press correctly. That was an adventure. The correct part. Teens have already completed several orders for companies in the community. Thanks to Walmart Distribution Center for their order. Their order showed us that we can make this deal a reality. So if you need t-shirts, I know a guy. Last year, I told you that the Tween Center would start construction soon. Well, it did. But for a very good reason. One day, a man walked into the building and said he went to school here back in the day. I gave him a tour of the club, and he told me he was very impressed, and he was 10 toes in for the Boys and Girls Club. Then he asked how he could help the club, and I told him about a project I've been working on for 15 years. He said, great, let's do it. You are sitting in that project. The Wade Family Gymnasium is a completely renovated gym that gives kids a great space to learn new games like pickleball and work on their basketball skills. Let's give Tommy another round of applause. The Tween Center is on track to start construction this fall. To cover my tracks this year, I will note that fall technically ends December the 21st. The Tween Center will give our middle school club members a space in the building to call their very own. The Teen Center will be tailored to the specific interests and developmental needs of middle schoolers, with an emphasis on fun, engaging activities to foster social skills and personal growth. I've done the math this morning, and I've worked 40% of my entire life for this organization. Beside raising my daughters, 2 of them are here, Courtney and Lauren, and my beautiful wife Amy is here as well. This is the single most important thing I will ever do in my entire life. Dave Fernandes always tells me that these kids are our future. Dan Kemp told me, he asked me, did I understand how much I'm changing this community, how much we are changing this community by you participating and helping with this club. This organization has come a long way from a conversation between John Miller and Wally Bryant. As the executive director of this club, I'm thankful for the support of this community over the years. None of what we could have been done without you. I greatly appreciate you. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Terrence. Please welcome the President of the Boys and Girls Clubs of America, Mr. Jim Clark.
Well, good afternoon. Thank you for the invitation to be part of this celebration today. It is really an honor to be here. In fact, John Miller asked when I came into the gymnasium, he said, how did they get you here in the middle of summer, first of all, and second of all, this is the second time I've been here. And I said, Terrence is a lot bigger than I am. And he's also gotten to know my assistant really well, and she controls the schedule. So it really is a privilege, though, to be part of this great day and 20 years of service to Hopkinsville and the surrounding area. You know, I get a chance in my role in my job to see a lot of different Boys and Girls Clubs across the Midwest, of course, and then across the United States. And it is truly, truly a special club right here in Hopkinsville. Terrence said it, you know, state-of-the-art technology in the Fab Lab. There are few Boys and Girls Clubs that have the technology, the equipment, and the staff that you have running that part of the club in the United States, which is really incredible to see. And we all know how important technology is going to be for young people as we move forward. Today there's 5,500, a little over 5,500 Boys and Girls Clubs like this one across the United States and around the globe on United States military bases. So this is one of 5,500 serving 4.2 million young people each year at Boys and Girls Clubs throughout the United States. When I visit a club, and it was no different today, I always get asked some of the same questions. And one of them is, what makes a Boys and Girls Club successful? What is it? What's the recipe? What are those ingredients? And my answer is really, really simple. It takes a great CEO, and you have that in Terrence. It takes a great board of volunteers, and then you have a great Boys and Girls Club. And the reason those volunteers are so critical, because that's the community. That's all of you that are here. In some way, shape, form, or another, you volunteer to help this organization thrive, grow, and become better every single year. So let me just spend a couple more minutes on why this is so, so important right now in the United States of America, a Boys and Girls Club. It's truly a pivotal time for young people, for kids and teenagers in the United States today. You all know that, you see it all the time. And the reason it's so pivotal is the ecosystem that they live in today is really, really fragile. And I could point to a lot of different areas, but the entire ecosystem is what's fragile. And it's been decaying for decades for young people. And it's manifested in some different ways. And it was only exacerbated through the pandemic 5 years ago, when a lot of the challenges were well before that, but it just got worse and it hasn't recovered. I think about academic success, and today, all kids in the United States that are in fourth grade, only about a third are at fourth grade reading level. That's the whole country, all fourth graders. And it's the same, only about a third are at eighth grade math levels. So we've got a challenge on our hands, and that is our future. And if we don't fix that collectively, we're not going to have a great future. We're not going to have a great workforce standing in every community in this country. It's also the first generation that stands not to do as well as their parents have done. First time in almost 250 years in the United States, this generation is the first one to perhaps not do as well as their parents have done. Economically, education, and when it comes to health. They're not going to earn as much as their parents, they're not going to live as long as their parents, and they're not going to earn as much as their parents have earned. We've also seen just a crisis when it comes to young people's mental health. And again, it started before the pandemic, but just got exasperated a lot worse during the pandemic. And today, when we think about mental health, it's what's happening to so many teenagers in this country. They're struggling, anxiety, fear, trauma in their lives. So I say all this to make a point of why it's so important that Boys and Girls Clubs exist today. Now, I'm a little biased, but there's a silver lining inside of every one of those clouds I've just painted. When it comes to Boys and Girls Club young people, they get more A's and B's in school than their peers do. They skip less school than their peers do. They're three times more likely to go on to post-secondary education than every other one on average in the United States of America. They get jobs at a higher rate than their peers do. They're healthier. They get more exercise every day than their peers do. They eat better. They live better. To me, this is what it's all about. This is what this nation is all about. 4th of July was a month ago. That is my absolute favorite holiday of the year. So yes, I'm patriotic. I'm a patriot when it comes to this country for a very simple reason. Because a zip code shouldn't define what your future is going to look like. You've heard that line before. And millions of people clamor to get to the United States for a simple reason, the American dream, the American promise, that if you're here, you're going to get an education and you can be anything that you want to be. Boys and Girls Clubs is what provides those experiences and those opportunities for young people so they can be whatever they want to be. A lot of kids in this country get that. We have a lot of haves and we have a lot of have-nots, a lot of kids that don't. Boys and Girls Clubs level the playing field and give every young person an opportunity to be successful in the future. Terrence mentioned a little bit about Boys and Girls Clubs of America and why the national organization is so important. Well, we've grown a lot over the past decade or two decades. You've been part of that growth. You've been part of that trajectory going forward. And I think you should be proud of some of the recognition that's come to Boys and Girls Clubs. This past year, Boys and Girls Clubs of America made the Forbes top 10 list for the first time when it comes to nonprofits in the United States, surpassing the YMCA, and number one when it comes to youth-serving organizations in the United States. You know, John Miller from Hopkinsville, special person. I've worked with him my whole career, and even before that. And he's got a saying that Boys and Girls Clubs are the world's greatest secular mission. And that's what it is. And it's made possible by every single one of you in this room. So thank you for having me here today. Thanks for what you do, and keep doing it.
Club means a lot to the kids that come here. Here are some words from some of our club members.
Hello, my name is T. I'm 8 years old. And when I graduate high school, it's 2035. And when I want to grow up, I'm going to be a doctor. And why I love the Boys and Girls Club is because I love doing Bumper Friday.
Hello, my name is Finley. I am 7 years old. I will graduate high school in 2036. When I grow up, I want to be an astronaut. I like the Boys and Girls Club because I like to ask all of my friends.
Hello, my name is Trinity Bailey, and I'm 12 years old. And when I grow up, I graduated in 2031. And when I grow up, I want to be a basketball player. And if basketball doesn't work out, I want to be a basketball coach. And the reason that I love the Boys and Girls Club is because of all the stuff us to do, and it teaches me how to help us whenever we need help.
Graduate high school is going to be the year 2031. When I grow up, I want to be a biologist. So what I like about the Boys and Girls Club is I get to have fun and have an opportunity to go to high school and college.
Thank you. Now we will hear from two board members who helped start the Boys and Girls Club. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Ruth Lynch and Bill Mundy.
Gentlemen, your team fellows in and come on in. You know, when I walked in this club today, I was amazed, in awe, just smiling, just looking at the transformation of what has occurred over 20 years. 20 years ago, I walked to the Boys and Girls Club. I lived back here on Central Avenue. Today, I now drive to the Boys and Girls Club to see all the innovative things that are going on in this club, all the staff that works tirelessly to make sure that our kids that they are building the futures for our kids. As a 20-year board member, I am pleased, thankful that we've been great by the union. I've served on a lot of boards, but to serve on a board for 20 years says a lot. Says a lot about what's going on here, the purpose, the vision, the mission that occurs in this club. It makes my heart glad when I see the kids as they grow up to be great citizens within this community and communities that they choose to follow in past Hopkinsville, Kentucky. John Miller, Wally Bryan, thank you. Thank you for the vision. Thank you for your determination to make sure that this happened. Without your conversations at the table, this would not have happened. 20 years is a long time. A long time. Bill, I see you there. You've been a part of that vision. And if you had, you know, a lot of the thunder that I had, I had a written speech, but I'm deviating away from it. If you were a former staff member, board member, club kid, current and present donor, volunteer, resources, please stay. Please stay. There should be most of y'all in this room. Most of y'all in this room. Without you, there are no possibilities. John, we thank you. Met our potential, but we're going to take it to higher heights. We're going to take that potential to higher heights. If we can do it, we can do it with the help of you all. And as a board member, let me say thank you. Thank you for your determination, your devotion to this club. When we first started this club, we were despair and miss. John, you remember that? The miss that we despaired because of what people thought this club was going to be. No such thing today. We have made believers out of the visionaries that have served this club well. Terrence, I've seen a lot of directors come and go. I mean, we've had some good ones. We've had some mediocre ones. But you have been a dynamic source of inspiration to this club. Your dedication, your devotion, has been the change that has made a difference in what we are seeing today. If you did not stand, the door swings wide open for you to enter it. Come be a part of the ride that we are on, because we are making great futures happen here in Christian County, Hopkinsville.
Thank you so much. As I walk by this, as I walk by this building or drive by this building and think back over the last 20 years, it really brings tears to my eyes. That tear is just to see what has been done. John Miller gave us a vision, and we took that vision and carried it forward. A vision that we could make a change in people's lives, that people could come here and be safe and learn. And more importantly, that when they left, they would have a vision of what they could do with their lives. Now, you may not have noticed it when each of those kids got up at the end or at the start, they said, "I am going to be something." And they said what they were going to be. Each kid that comes in here has a dream when he leaves of what he's going to accomplish. And when we started, we asked people, what are you going to be? Ask the kids, what do you want to be? And they said, I ain't going to be nothing. Remember, I ain't going to be nothing. Now, everyone has got a purpose in their life. So it's been a great privilege. It's been a great privilege for me to be a part of this, to see how it's grown, how it's made changes in people's lives. And I just got to believe that some of this that took place had to be the favor of God looking down on this building. He has blessed us in so many ways. He blessed us to bring John Miller. He blessed us to bring Terrence. He blessed us to bring a staff that is second to none. And he blessed us to bring all these people that are in this room that have made it all possible. There's a lot of money that's been invested in these kids. But you've got what it says, 30, 60, or 100-fold on your investment. Unless the Lord builds the house, those who labor, labor in vain. So we have labored under the guidance of God, and He's brought prosperity, favor, guidance, resources, everything we need. So we thank Him and give Him all the glory in what He's done and what He and all of you are going to do in the future.
Please welcome Peyton to the stage.
Impossible dream, to fight the unfeedable foe, to hear with unbearable sorrow, to run where the brave dare not go, to right the unrightable wrong, to be better far than you are, to try when your arms are too weary, to reach the unreachable star. This is my quest, to follow that star, no matter how hopeless, no matter how far, to be willing to give when there's no more to give, to be willing to die so that honor and justice may live. And I know, if I only be true to this glorious quest, that my heart will lie peaceful and calm when I'm laid to my rest. And the world will be better for this, that one man scorned and covered with stars, still strove with his last ounce of courage to reach that unreachable star.
Let's welcome one of our board members, Holly Biddens.
Well, I, like probably all of you, have chills from that. And most of the time I would say, well, man, I would never want to follow that, but I guess the good thing is y'all are probably not even going to remember I was up here after that, so I probably can't mess up right now. But man, I am riding a high of this day from the moment I walked in the room and saw the gym and seeing all of you and the kids. So I'm a bit wired right now, so I'm going to try to taper it back and say what I'm supposed to say. You know, last year I wasn't able to be here because I had the privilege to be in London and tour St. Paul's Cathedral, which if you were here 4 years ago, you might recall the story I shared of Christopher Wren, who was commissioned to rebuild St. Paul's Cathedral after the fire of London in the 1600s, and he talked about three workers. One said he was laying bricks, one said he was building a wall, and the other stood back, put his hands up to the Almighty and said, I'm building cathedrals. And that's a lot about why we're here, right? It's the purpose in what we're doing. And I recently heard a story about a boy in 19th century France who, when he was being mocked for carrying buckets of water for firefighters, they said, you're just an errand boy. And he said, I'm saving houses. The fire doesn't know who carried the water. And that's why we're here. That's why each of you are here. That's why you've taken the time out of your day to make this a priority. Why you've chosen to make it a priority in your giving. And we're just so grateful. So, so grateful. We talked about our beginnings, the past, present, the vision for the future. We've paid homage to it all. One of the things that Terrence mentioned was our current project that we're so excited about, which is our Tween Center. And every time we do one of these projects, I'll be the first to admit, sometimes Terrence says, hey, we're going to build a fab lab and we're having makerspace. And I'm going to say, no, we're not. And then Terrence is always right, and it works out incredibly well. But this tween center is actually going to allow for us to have more kids in the building, which again is just furthering our mission, and it's the thing that we need most all the time. And thanks to some very generous folks, Billy K. Monday, Sue Badgett, Tracy Williams, Hanson Williams, and David and Sue Gardner, we are more than 80% funded toward that project. So Terrence has indicated that fall technically starts December 21st, ends December 21st. So might that start in the fall? We hope so. But again, we want to thank you for your time, talent, and treasures. We've placed things on your tables that allow you to let us know how you'd like to connect with us. And we appreciate everything that you do, everything that you have done that's led us to this point, and everything that you will do in the future to support your Boys and Girls Club. Thank you so, so, so much.
I'm back for a second round, so another 20 minutes. Where'd Peyton go? What grade are you in, Peyton? You'll be a junior? And then the year after, you're a senior? I'm not sure where you're going to go on to post-secondary education, but we're going to help you when you get to that point. So this isn't an academic scholarship. I think it's something better. It's spending money. And it'll be $3,200 a year. If you go 4 years, that's $12,800. Thank you.
It's okay, Mr. Terrence, you can go ahead and cry too. y'all know that this is so important to me. And I'm going to introduce Miss Ileana for her speech.
Afternoon. My name is Ileana Apollo Ramirez. I just turned 18 years old last Saturday, and I graduated from Hopkinsville High School in May. I've been a proud member of the Boys and Girls Club of Hopkinsville for the past 13 years. I have also been attending the clubs. I have been attending the Boys and Girls Club since I was 5 years old. I also have 3 younger siblings that attend as well. I want to say thank you to all the staff members for believing in me and never giving up. I have always felt like an outcast. I felt like I never fit in, except at the Boys and Girls Club. When I was struggling with my mental health, art became a positive outlet for me. Miss Lee showed me that art can be fun as well. Thank you, Miss Lee, for being great. The Boys and Girls... Boys and Girls Club is an important place to be because it taught me how to become a good person. The club also taught me that anyone can be great if they want to work for it. Whenever I struggled, the Boys and Girls Club was always there. Whenever I had nowhere to call home, I was at the Boys and Girls Club. The club means safety for me. Boys and Girls Club is the only stable place I've had in my entire life. Because of the Boys and Girls Club, I am the first member of my family to graduate from high school. And I will be the first member of my family to graduate from college. Attend Hopkinsville Community College in the fall. To pursue a degree in nursing, I will become a registered nurse after college. I am forever grateful for the opportunities and memories I had from being a Boys and Girls Club member. The Boys and Girls Club will always be my home and my special place. Thank you.
Can all the club kids come to the front? Really quick, while the kids are coming up here, we are having a dedication to the Wade Family Gymnasium today at 4:30. 4:30 here at the club. If you could join us, we'd greatly appreciate it. We want to honor the Wade family, Tommy, his folks, Hopkinsville High School, just what 1600 Walnut Street means to this community. The 1600 Walnut Street has been serving kids in this community since the 1910s. We are honored to carry on that tradition, and we greatly appreciate the support of everyone in this room. We would not have been able to do this without y'all.
You got it?
On behalf of the board, staff, and most importantly, the kids that attend the Boys and Girls Club, I would like to say thank you. Your support means the world to us. There's no Boys and Girls Club without you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.